Today's shir is Masechta Ksuvos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Bey, 7 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, La'olam Yoda Odom Be'eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afil Be'ir Shruba of the Kachavim, even a city which is mainly inhabited by non-Jews. Va'yoda B'chutz La'aretz, Afil Be'ir Shruba Yisrael, and not live in Chutz La'aretz, even by in a city that's mainly inhabited by Jews. Shekol Adar Be'eretz Yisrael, Doim Kemish Yesh Lo Eloka, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is like he has Hashem, a God. V'kol Adar Be'chutz La'aretz, Doim Kemish Ein Lo Eloka. It's as if he doesn't have a God. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Seis Lochem Es Eretz Kanan, Lias Lochem Lolekim. In Eretz Kanan, in Eretz Yisrael, we could have Hashem. V'kol She'en Adar Be'chutz La'aretz, ask the Gemara, Kosh ain't a double Eretz, ain't la'alaka. Somebody lives in Chutz La'aretz. He doesn't have Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. Eloi Melach, Kol Adar B'Chutz La'aretz, if you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's ki ilu Avod Avos Kechavim. It's as if you're serving, worshipping Avod Zara. If you came to David Omer, as the Pasuk says, by David HaMelech, as he was being chased out of Eretz Yisrael, ki gershuni hayoim mistapeach b'nechles Hashem, I was chased out of living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's area, leim leich avoid alahim acherim. I was told to worship avoid the Zara. Ask the Gemara, chemi amalo David leich avoid alahim acherim. Even as he was being chased out of Eretz Yisrael, he was never required to worship avoid the Zara. Leim leich kol adar b'chutz la'aretz, anyone that lives in Chutz La'aretz, is ki'ula oivet avodas kachafim. So obviously, in understanding this Gemara, we need to have shot in the Gemara. What does it mean living in Eretz Yisrael? You have Hashem outside of Eretz Yisrael. You're Eved Avodah Zarah. So the Mefarshim have primarily two approaches in understanding this Gemara. One approach, and they're very relevant, la'halach l'maisa. One approach is that the Gemara means that Eretz Yisrael is the place which is conducive for Avodah Hashem, for learning Torah, for doing mitzvahs. Because typically, Eretz Yisrael, the environment of Eretz Yisrael is such that one could be an Oyved Hashem. And in Chutz La'aretz, it's difficult to be Oyved Hashem. That's one approach the Rishonim and Achronim take. Another approach is somewhat deeper, but it has relevance, La'aloch L'maisa, is that we know that even though one of the cornerstones of our Amuna is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Hashgacha Pratis, but we know that there's a concept of mazalos, that so to speak, like a manager has assistants who carry out his directives. All the lands of the world are under the direction of assistants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are known as the mazalos, as we could understand them. Eretz Yisrael is above that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eina Hashem Elkecha B'Mereshis Hashana V'Achos Hashana, it's under the direct control, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the nafgamina between these two pshatim? What will be, and we're going to discuss more of such situations, if in Eretz Yisrael, it's not conducive to be an Oyved Hashem. One can do better in learning Torah or doing mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. If we take the first approach, then you should live in Chutz La'aretz. If the whole purpose of living in Eretz Yisrael is only to be Oyved Hashem, so if you could be better Oyved Hashem in Chutz La'aretz, that's where you should be. If, however, we're going to say that it has to do with a fact that Yisrael, given that it's under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is better, so it makes no difference who's in Israel and who's in Chutz La'aretz. We want to be under the direct control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And that, if we really try to analyze, which is not really the scope of our shiur today, but if we try to analyze all the various halachas, the halacha, is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And it's interesting, the Ramban, who's the main Rishon, who holds that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even Bizman Hazeh, is also the man that explains this Gemara with the second approach, because Eretz Yisrael is under Hashem's direct control. So it's very consistent with his approach. Or the other Rishonim approach, that if there isn't specifically a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they say the reason to live in Eretz Yisrael is because we could do more mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs are tluyos baretz, etc. So again, if that isn't possible, then takes the first approach, and then there wouldn't be as much of an obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Mefarshim actually say a very nice pshat. There's a famous medrash, everywhere it is aware of the medrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu took Tzipora as a wife, Yisrael said, I'm prepared to allow Tzipora to marry you, with the condition that the first child that you have will be a Koimel Avodah Zarah, be a Galach. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. And everybody's always very puzzled with that medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu agreed that his son should be a Koimer L'Avodah Zarah. So the Mefarshim explained based on our Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu had Tzipora marrying his... Moshe Rabbeinu was marrying Tzipora, Yisrael's daughter. Yisrael wanted that his son-in-law and daughter should remain with him in Chutz Laaretz, in Midian. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately wanted to go live in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, your first child, I'm insisting that you live in Chutz Laaretz. Our Gemara just said that Kol Hador b'Chutz Laaretz is Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah. So by Moshe Rabbeinu agreeing to remain in Chutz Laaretz at his father-in-law's request, it was as if he was agreeing that he will be in Eved Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara. Rav Zeir Avakam Mishtamet Mined Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeir was avoiding Rav Yehuda. The Boil and Mesik Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeir wanted to go make Aliyah. He wanted to go move to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda was of the opinion, Kala Oyle Bavel Eretz Yisrael, anybody who leaves Bavel to live in Eretz Yisrael, Oyve Basay, is Oyve Mitzvah Sasei. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Bavelo Yuvo, Vishama Yu, Ad Yoin Pokti Eschem, Oysam Num Hashem. You have to remain in Bavel. So Tosfos makes an observation that this pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is a pasuk by the Churban Bayis Rishon. And we're now after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So how is the Gemara quoting that pasuk? So Tosfos says the din probably is the same din after the first Beis HaMikdash destruction as after the second Beis HaMikdash destruction. The Yavit says a very nice pshat to answer Tosfos' question. The Yavit says that the pasuk is somewhat redundant. Bavelo yuvohu v'shamu yiyu. So isn't the pasuk redundant? What does it have to say both? It says, Bavel Yavohu is after the Churban Bayis Rishon. V'shama Yiyu is after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now the Mefarshim ask an obvious question. We learned in the Mishnah and in yesterday's Shir, Hakom Malon L'Eretz Yisrael, that everybody lives in Eretz Yisrael, and we learned the Dinim as we started the Gemara, that if there's a couple, that the husband wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, or the wife wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, they could force each other to move to Eretz Yisrael. And yet Al Gemara is telling us that Rabbi Yehuda says remain in Bavel. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? But according to the approach that we've been using, it makes a lot of sense. And we'll learn this even more explicitly as we get further into the Shir. Why should one remain in Bavel? Because Bavel was where all the yeshivas were, and Bavel was where it was conducive to being an Oyver Hashem. And what the Gemara is telling us is that's your first responsibility. So if that's where yeshivas are, and that's where learning and davening and everything is taking place, remain there. The Gemara yesterday was referring to a person who's not living in Bavel anyway. So he's living in an area where he doesn't have such an environment for Avodas Hashem. And now one of the members of that marriage want to go to Eretz Yisrael, where it's easier and better to be Avodas Hashem. The other member of the marriage could force it. Now, Reb Zeira, how does he interpret this pasuk? That he says that we should go, that he wants to go live in Israel. Who be klishar ksif? He says that that pasuk is referring that the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash that were brought to Bavel should remain there. Reb Yehuda, so Reb Zeira has a very nice way of explaining the pasuk. So how does Reb Yehuda say that the pasuk is referring to people? He says, ksif krachrina. There's another pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk says, Hishbati eschem benois Yerushalayim. But Tzvois Obeyolus Hasada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that we may not leave Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira, how does Rav Zeira interpret that pasuk? Hahu Shloyalu Yisrael B'chaimah. And as a Machloikas Rishonim, how to understand Shloyalu Yisrael B'chaimah? One interpretation is they shouldn't go up by force. B'chaimah means with force. They shouldn't force their way. If they have permission, fine. But they shouldn't force their way. Another pshat is B'chaimah means that all of Klal Yisrael should not go live in Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach. But portions of Klal Yisrael may. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hishbat Achrin Iksiv. There's a third pasuk that says that under no circumstances should we go to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira, how does Rabbi Zeira interpret that third pasuk? Dama gimel shvus halalu lamu. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim three times hishbati eschem. Achash shlalai yisro b'chayma. One is that they shouldn't go up b'chayma, as we just explained. V'achash hashvi akadosh baruch hu es Yisrael shlo yimudu be'umas ha'olam. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to rebel in golus against the nations. V'achash hashvi akadosh baruch hu es oivdei kechavim. The third pasuk comes to teach us that akadosh baruch hu told the goyim shlo yishtabdu ben b'Yisrael yois medai. Even though we're in golus and we're in servitude, they shouldn't overdo it. And the Mashal makes an interesting observation. He says the third pasuk that says Hishbati doesn't add the words Keyolos or Ketzvois or Beyolos Asada. Why? Because the third pasuk is talking to the Goyim. Tzvois is a Tzvi, a Yolos is an Ayol, a kosher animals. Goyim aren't compared to kosher animals. So that's why the third pasuk, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is addressing the Goyim, doesn't say Tzvois or Beyolos Asada. The Mefarshim say a very nice word. What's the Gemara using the word Shlo yistabdu behen b'Yisrael? It should have said Shlo yistabdu b'Yisrael. So the Mefarshim answer based on the word of the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Baditshuva. He says, we know that Paroi and Mitzrayim were punished for enslaving Klal Yisrael. But we know that that was the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu already from the Bris Bein of Asarim. Not only that, the pasuk says, "Kani echbadati es liboy, the slave of Odov." So why are they punished for what was supposed to be? The answer is, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, that if they were enslaving Klal Yisrael because they were carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's directive, there could be no claim against them. The claim against them is that when they enslaved us, they didn't do it because they wanted to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wish. They did it because they wanted to have us as their slaves. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. That's what the Gemara says. Shlo yishtabdu behen. They shouldn't make us work behen for their benefit. If they make us be in Golus, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, fine, but not for their benefit. There's a very fundamental question, which is very controversial. I'm just raising the question without trying to go to an answer. The Gemara here says that there are two shvuos. One is Shlo yal yisro b'chayma, that they're not allowed to go up in four, by force. V'shlayim du Yisrael b'musalim, that they shouldn't go against the Goyim. So isn't that really one and the same? If the Goyim don't want us to go, so obviously we can't go up a Chayim by force. So how do we reconcile those two shvuos? And this is really the basis for the debate about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael nowadays. Some say, v'shlayim du Yisrael b'musalim, means that even if the Goyim will be willing to allow us to go to Eretz Yisrael, we still have an Issa Shlayal Yisrael B'chayim that we shouldn't go. That's how some approach it. The Avnei Nezer and others explain the Gemara this way. Shlayal Yisrael B'chayim means that we shouldn't go in mass. If not of all of Klal Yisrael are going to Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim allow us to go to Eretz Yisrael, then there's no problem with the Shalosh Shvuos. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Im te'iru v'tayru k'siv. We're now at to initiate going to Eretz Yisrael under any circumstances. Rav Zeira, how will he explain this pasuk? M'baylech Rav Levi. Dam sheish shvuos halalu lamu. It says ishbati. That means there's two sides to the shvua. So there's six. T'los ha'han demar. Three shvuos are what we just said. Inach shlei galu saketz. Throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, there were neviim. There were leaders of Klal Yisrael that knew when Mashiach is coming, but they're not supposed to publicize it. The three interesting pshatim is shlayirchaku esaketz. The simplest pshat is shlayirchaku esaketz. We shouldn't do things that are merachik Mashiach. By our actions, Mashiach will come or won't come. Shlayirchaku esaketz. Don't do things that postpone Mashiach's arrival. Another pshat that Rashi says is shlayirchaku esaketz, means that we shouldn't daven to, it's Rashi, we shouldn't daven too much for Mashiach. Chazal told us we're supposed to mention Mashiach in Shmoneh Esrei, then we say it, but not more. A third pshat is a very nice pshat from the Avodas HaGershuni. He says pshats like this. Klal Yisrael for thousands of years has been davening and anticipating Mashiach, but unfortunately it hasn't come. So what could happen? We could stop believing Chas V'Shalom Mashiach. We shouldn't come to a status that Mashiach is far from us, that we don't believe and we don't anticipate a chakaloi b'chol yom shiyavoi. V'shleyal galu asoy loiv dekachovim. There's a number of pshatim in this too. One pshat is, the pasuk says, kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem l'enei kol agoyim. And the Gemara says that that means the concept that we know when to make a month, 30 days, 29 days, when to make a year, a leap year, is very great chachma. And it's called the Soid Ha'ibur. And that's not something we're supposed to share with the Goyim. A second pshat that I saw is that even though the Goyim have the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and we have the obligation to make them aware of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, we should only tell them the mitzvahs, what they're supposed to do, what they're not allowed to do. We should not explain to them the reasons. Klai Yisrael understands the reasoning. Goyim just tell them what's mutter asur. But then I saw a fascinating pshat from the Shor Mitzion Balacha. We are accustomed to knowing that a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Shor Mitzion Balacha, a goy is allowed to learn Torah. You're allowed to teach a goy Torah. Well, you're not allowed to teach a goy is lomdus. You're not allowed to teach him all the pshatim. Shlo yigalu soy means that when we teach goyim Torah, we should teach him on a very superficial level. The tzvaras of Yolos Asada, Amar Belaza, Amar Makrish Baruch Hu Yisrael, imata mekayim sashvua, if you will be mekayim my shvua mutav, v'mlav, and the matter as besarchem, I will make you vulnerable, k'tzvos k'yol sasada, like the animals in the field. Amar Belaza, k'ador b'eretz Yisrael, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, sholi b'loy oven, lives without an aveira, shnemar, u'bayoymer, shochein, chaliso am hayoyshibay, nosei oven. So the way the Mefarshim explained this pasuk in Yeshaya is as follows. We're used to, unfortunately in our history, that the Goyim blame us for everything. So the pasuk is saying that the neighbors of Klal Yisrael blame everything that happens bad in Klal Yisrael. Says the pasuk, Ubal Yoymer Shochin. The neighbors of Klal Yisrael say that all the tzaras that happened to us is because the people, the Jews that live in Yisrael, are chalisi, are sick. They have aveiros. Says the pasuk, that's not true. Neso oven, they are people that the aveiros are forgiven. So it's not our fault that they are tzaras. Omle Rav or Ravashi. So Rav says to Ravashi, I don't interpret the pasuk that way. Anan besoiv lechalor maslin law. I explain that the pasuk is referring to people who are sick. And again, Mefarshim explained this Gemara very nicely. We know that the Torah says that when somebody is sick, the Shechina is mirashaisav. The Shechina is by the sick person's bed. So the pasuk is saying the person who's sick, chalisi am, is neso oven, has his averis forgiven because the Shechina is by his bed. The Pnei Yeshua and Nachsam Seifa make a very strong comment. Here the Gemara says that whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have any averis. Gvaldik. So they say it's not for everybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael. It's only somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael with the proper intention and lives the way he's supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael, such a person doesn't have aveiros. But a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael without the proper intention and without living the right lifestyle of Torah and mitzvahs cannot say, I have no aveiros. There's an interesting vart that I saw from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky was asked, if Al Gemaran, specifically according to the Ramban, says there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so when we do a mitzvah, we have to make a bracha. So where is the bracha that's made on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So he says that every time we bench and we say Noid Lucha Hashem Elokeinu Al Eretz, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael that he gave us, and at the end of that bracha we say Baruch Ato Hashem Al Eretz V'al Amazayim, you should have the people who live in Israel should have a mind we're being mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Anan, Kol HaKavah Be'et Yisrael, whoever's buried in Eretz Yisrael, is kilu kover tachs mizbeach. It's as if he's buried under the mizbeach. K'siv hocha mizbeach adom etasli, v'k'siv hosom v'chiper admasai amai. So posh p'shan in the Gemara is that somebody who's buried in Eretz Yisrael, that's the power of Eretz Yisrael, that if somebody who's buried there, his averus are forgiven. But I saw the Mashah and the Maral take it a step further. The Mashah says, we know that Adam Rishon, the first person, was created from the earth of Eretz Yisrael. So a person, when he dies, if he's buried in Eretz Yisrael, is coming back, and it's the most suitable place that he should come back to from where he was brought. And the Maral, Kedarkoi, explains it. He says that everybody who comes to this world, every person that comes to this world, comes to this world with a shlichus, comes to this world with a purpose. When a person accomplishes his goal, if somebody sends me to do a job, I go back to the person who sent me and I say, Asisi shlichusi. I did what I was told. The Gemara is teaching us that somebody who's buried in Eretz Yisrael goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes back to where we started, and says, I came to the world for a purpose, and I accomplished what I was supposed to. Ula have a rogel to have a solak left to Yisrael. Ula would very often come to Eretz Yisrael. However, noch nafshe b'chutz l'aretz. He passed away in chutz l'aretz. Also, Amr le b'lazer. And they told Rebbe Elazar that he passed away in chutz l'aretz. Omo, Aunt Ula, woe to you, Ula, Adomo, Tameya Thomas, that you passed away on chutz l'aretz land. Omloi, Aroinaba, he's being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Omlohem, Ein Adom, Kultusa, Mechayim, Lekultusa, Lachamisa. We still can't compare somebody who passes away in Eretz Yisrael versus who passes away in chutz l'aretz and is buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Ben Yoyada asks, there are many Tannoim and Amoroim that died in Chutz Laretz. We don't find Rebbe Elazar crying that they died in Chutz Laretz. Why only on Ula? Answers the Ben Yoyada. Ula, as the Gemara just said, frequented Eretz Yisrael. So Ula, so he felt bad. He was in Eretz Yisrael so often, and punk, when he died, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Who gathered the Nafla Yav Mama Bechuzah? There was a person whose brother passed away in Chutz Laretz, and his wife passed away without children. His wife was a candidate for Yibam. Also, Kamed Reb Chanina, Amal Lemeches LeYivma. Am I allowed to go to Chutz Laretz to do Yibam? Amalei, Ochiv Nosa Kutis Umeis. Your brother married a Kutis and died. Baruch Hamakim Shargu, and he should have passed away. Baruch Hamakim Shargu. View Yared Akrav. You want to follow that? So Mefarshim asks, he obviously didn't marry a Goita, because if he married a woman who wasn't Jewish, then there would be no Chiv Yibam. So then we say Tup Shatim. It's very similar. Since we began this year, whoever lives in Chutz Laretz is Ke'ilo Oyver Avodah Zarah. So if he married a woman from Chutz Laretz and stayed in Chutz Laretz, it's like marrying a Kutis. Another Pshat, the Gemara uses many times the wording Chetusei Mechtes Shi'urei. It's killing. By him marrying a woman and remaining in Chutz Laretz, that's what killed him. However, the Paiskim do say that even someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael may go to Chutz Laretz for the purpose of marrying a wife, as long as his intention is to move back to Eretz Yisrael. And the same is for Talmud Torah. A person from Eretz Yisrael is allowed to go to Chutz Laretz for Talmud Torah, either to learn or to teach. And in fact, I saw from Rav Avadia Yosef in the Tshuvas that if he goes to teach and he gets delayed because there's no one to take over his position, he may stay in Chutz Laretz, as long as his intention is always to go back to Eretz Yisrael, or based on this Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Kshem Shas Lotzitz Meretz Yisrael Abovel, just like one may not leave Eretz Yisrael to live in Bovel, Kach Os Lotzitz Mebovel Shah Rotzitz. One may not leave Bovel to live in a different country. And the reason, as we said earlier, because Bovel is where all the yeshivas were, and to leave a place which is conducive to Avodas Hashem is awesome. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Amit Avayu, Afilim Pumbedis Lebe Kubi. Even from Pumbedis Lebe Kubi is prohibited. And there are two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat is, the Pumbedis and Bei Kubi were both in Bovel. But we all know that Pumbedis was where the big yeshiva was. So the Gemara is saying is, if you live in Chutz Laretz, you live in Bovel, and you live in an area where there's a big yeshiva, where you could serve Hashem, and then you want to move to another area which is not such a Jewish neighborhood, it's awesome. Another pshat is, the Kubi was outside of Bovel. But it was right on the border. The Gemara is saying the Isser of leaving Bovel is so strong that just to go over the border is Isser. And the Gemara in fact says, Hahuda nothing with Pumbedis Lebe Kuba. There was somebody that left Pumbedis Lebe Kuba, Shamti Reb Yosef, and he was Punat Achayim. Here too there are two pshatim. One pshat is, the Gemara is teaching us it's such an Aveira that the person is Punat Achayim for it. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is teaching us the lesson. Once he left this Mokum Torah, his religious observance deteriorated until he did a virus that he deserved Chayim for. Says the Gemara, Hahuda Nafik min Pabadesa le'astuni shachiv. There's somebody moved from Pabadesa to Estonia and he passed away. Omar Abaya, so Abaya commented, Iboy hait suvim rabon avachai. He could have lived longer if he would just stayed where it's a Mokum Torah. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amit Avayu, Ksheirish Bovel, the kosher people, the better people in Eretz Yisrael Kotosan, are accepted by Eretz Yisrael. Ksheirish B'Shar Rotzis, the Kesherim in the other lands, Bavel Kaltason. Ask them, Ulamai, what does this mean? Ilay Meliyuchsin, that the Gemara is saying that the better Yichus is in Eretz Yisrael, and then comes Bavel, and then comes other countries. Says the Gemara, says in Sech the Gedusha, not like that. Because Omar, Kol HaRotzis Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, all countries compared to Eretz Yisrael as far as Yichus, it's considered like dough, there's a mixture of all different types of people. Eretz Yisrael, comparable to Bavel, is an Issa. So we see that Bavel has better Yichus. Why? So the Gemara Masechta Kedushin explains. When Ezra went back after, to build the second base of Migdash, he took to Bavel the people who were of poor Yichus, because he knew he could control that they shouldn't get mixed into Klal Yisrael. And the people of better Yichus, he left in Bavel. So that's why Bavel is of a higher Madrega by Yichus. Elin Yin Kavura. The better people of Bavel are able to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and the other people are buried in Bavel. Amar Yehuda, Kol Adar B'Bavel, whoever lives in Bavel, given that Bavel is the place where one could do Torah and Mitzvahs, is Kedil Adar B'Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar, Hoy Tzion, Himelti Yeshevas Bas Bavel. So Bas Bavel is considered, is like Tzion. Amar Baya, Naktinon, we have a rule, like Bavel, people that live in Bavel, like Chazi Yechevli the Mashiach, will not see the Tzoris that come to the world before Mashiach. Targma, and this was explained, a Hutzel the Binyamin, on a city called Hutzel the Binyamin, the correlate that was called Kana the Shazifta, a corner, a place that will be saved from the Heavenly Mashiach. And I saw three pshatim why. One pshat is, because the Gemara just said that the people in Bavel are the people of the best Yichus. One of the purposes of Mashiach's coming is to purify Klal Yisrael, all people of poor Yichus. Those people have good Yichus, they don't have a problem. Another pshat that I saw, similar, is that the people in Bavel were not arrogant. The Chevelei Mashiach is to break the Midah of Gaiva, the arrogance. But the people who lived there weren't arrogant, so they don't need the Chevelei Mashiach. A third pshat that I saw, beautiful pshat. What does Chevelei Mashiach mean? Where do we find this wording Chevelei? We find the word Chevelei Leida, a woman who goes through labor. And the pshat is that before somebody has something good, before a woman has a baby, she has to go through pain. Why? To appreciate the good present that she's receiving. But if somebody already is acting properly, they don't have to have the Chevelei. Chevelei Mashiach, why is there going to be Chevelei Mashiach? We should appreciate what's happening. But if somebody is already living a proper lifestyle, he doesn't have to have the Chevelei Mashiach. Om Reb Elazar, Meisim Shebechutz La'aretz Ein Chayim. The people that die in Chutz La'aretz will not have Tchias HaMeisim. Shnema V'nosati Tzvi Be'aretz Chayim. Eretz Shetzviyoni Boy, the land that I love, Eretz Yisrael, Meseh Chaim. Those people have Tchias HaMeisim. She'ein Tzviyoni Boy, the other lands, Ein Meseh Chaim. Moser Abba Bamamo, there's another pasuk, Yichyu Mesecho, the way Tchias HaMeisim, Nevlosi Yikumen, the people who are dead will stand up. My laugh, and isn't shot in the pasuk, Yichyu Mesecho is referring to the Meseh Shabbat Yisrael. And the Vlasi Yikumim, Mesech Bechutzlarts. We see that even the people who die in Chutzlarts will have Tchias HaMeisim. Mai, says the, how will the other man, the Omer, explain this pasuk? Nusati Tzvi Ba'aretz, that says that only people in Tzisrael will have Tchias HaMeisim. He says that Nevuchadnezzar would accept. The pasuk is saying that Nevuchadnezzar will come attack at Tzisrael. Dom Rachmona, the Kaddish Baruch was saying, my sin olay malka, I'm going to bring a king to attack Eretz Yisrael, that's as swift as a deer. Amalei, Rebbe Mikra Achani Darish. There's another pasuk. The pasuk says, noisin the shamal amalel, v'ruach laholchem ba. Only the people there in Eretz Yisrael will have tchias HaMeisim. Ask the Gemara, velok siv nevlasi yikumen, that even the people in Chutz La'aretz will have tchias HaMeisim. Says the Gemara, hahu b'nefam d'ksiv. Children who died young, even if they die in Chutz La'aretz and are buried in Chutz La'aretz, they'll have Tchias HaMeisim. Adults, not that way. Ask the Gemara, Abba B'Mamal, Hai Nois Neshama La'amalea Mai Ovidle, that Pasuk seems to say that only people in Eretz Yisrael will have Tchias HaMeisim. He holds that everybody will have Tchias HaMeisim. Answers the Gemara, he needs it to teach us what Rav Avua said. Mebalech Rav Avua, Dam Rav Avua, Afilu Shifcha Kenas Betisrael, even a Shifcha Kenas Betisrael, Niftach Loi Shibas Oilam Haba. Ksiv Hachal Am Olel, the Ksiv Hosom, Shvu Lechem Im Chamor, Am Hadoim Lechamor. And the Mepharshim say, why is Shifcha? Because Evid Kenani, we know the Gemara says, has Mila. But a Shifcha Kenanis doesn't have Mila. Even if she doesn't have that mitzvah, but as long as she lives in Eretz Yisrael, she's a Bas Olam Haba. V'ruach l'holchem ba, Amar Rav Yirmi ba'Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol ha'malach Abba Amas Be'Eretz Yisrael, whoever walks for Amas Eretz Yisrael, Muftach l'Shi Ben Olam Haba. So Mepharshim explain, what's Dalar Amas? So they say a very important pshat. We know the Gemara says, Ein lo elak Rosh Baruch Hu, el Dalar Amas halocha bavad. Kol ha'malach Abba Amas Be'Eretz Yisrael, yes, walking in Eretz Yisrael is a gvaldiga mitzvah, if it's the Abba Amas halocha. If when you go in Eretz Yisrael, you act like a Jew is supposed to act, then you get the mitzvah. But to walk in Eretz Yisrael and not act like a Jew is supposed to act is not a mitzvah. In fact, there's a debate amongst the Paiskim. If somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael, does he get a mitzvah for every Dalar Amos that he walks if he's just touring? I saw interesting. Certainly if he's going to Mekaymus Kedoshim, the Kaisel, or other places, he gets a mitzvah. Moreover, I saw the Paiskim say if he goes to do business in Eretz Yisrael, he gets a mitzvah. But that's part of the mitzvah, populating Eretz Yisrael. In terms, if he's going for tourism, is already a shaila. Rabbi Elazar asked the Gemara, Tzadikim shebach chutz la'aretz ein chayim, the tzadikim that die in chutz la'aretz will not have tchiyas ha'meisim, on Rabbi Elazar, ayyidei gilgal, they will, but they'll have to roll from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why all people who are buried in chutz la'aretz are buried facing Eretz Yisrael. Maskla Rabbi Saho, Omakrana, Dvar Magoi, there are difficult things to understand. Yedea Yaakov Avinu, Shetzadik, Maskla Rabbi Sala, Rabbi Gilgal Tzadikim Tzahu, isn't that a terrible pain to have to roll? Am Rabbaya, Mechilas Naslam Bekarka. There will be underground tunnels that they won't have to roll, that they can walk, that Tzadikim can walk from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Nesasanim Mitzrayim Vekvatari Vekvarosam, Amar Karna, Dvar Magoi, there are difficult things to understand. Yaakov Avinu recognized about himself that he was a tzaddik. And if he knew that everybody who dies in Chutz La'aretz and is buried in Chutz La'aretz anyway come to Tchiyas HaMeisim, Lama Tchiyach Spanav, so why did he ask his children to bury him in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Shem La'yotz La'machilas. Says the Mepharshim explain. Rashi tells us two reasons why Yaakov Avinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. One, he knew that Mitzrayim will become Kenim, and he didn't want the Kenim to attack his body. And number two, he didn't want to become Avodah Zarah. So what's the Gemara asking? Why did he want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? The reason is very obvious. So answer the Mepharshim. Yaakov Avinu not only wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but he said, the Kfar Tani, right after I die, I want to be taken to Eretz Yisrael. What's the rush? Maybe he should remain in Chutz La'aretz a little, that his children should have a place where they can visit him. The reason is, because Yaakov Avinu was concerned that Yaakov Avinu lived with a muna of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that Tchiyas HaMeisim could happen every day, and he was concerned that he may not be on the Madrega, that he'll be able just to walk from Chutz La'aretz to Yisrael, and that's why he wanted to be buried immediately after his passing in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yotz B'tabat Ha'omer, Yishav Yosef Bnei Yisrael. Yosef Avinu also said that he should be taken to Eretz Yisrael. Omer, Reb Chanina, Dvar Megoy, Yedea Yosef Atzma Shetzadik Gomer Hoya. The Mason Shebe Chutz La'aretz Chayim, if he knew that even the people who are buried in Chutz La'aretz have Tchis HaMeisim, Lomer Tchich HaZbon of Abba Meis Parsam, like the Mepharshim explained, Shechem is even further from Mitzrayim than Chevron, where the Maris Machpelah is. So he really made them Shlep, Shem La'yiskel Mechilis. And again, the Mepharshim explained, why did the Gemara have to repeat itself? The same consideration that Yaakov had, Yosef had. So why does the Gemara have to repeat itself? The first one says, beautiful pshat. There's a point that a person should be buried next to his parents. So Yaakov Avinu wanting to be buried in Maris Machpelah made all the sense. That's where Yitzchak was buried. That's where Avram Avinu was buried. But Yosef wanted to be buried in Shechem. He didn't have his parents there. So why is he so anxious to be buried in Shechem? Says the Gemara, because he was concerned that he won't have the proper Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shalchalei Achul L'Rava. His brother sent to Rava, Yodeo Yaakov Shetzadeh Gomahoyah, Ilfa Moisev Varam. And he added the following, Mais Bechashem Itzdal Isha Achas. There was a man that wanted very much to marry a specific woman who lived in Chutz La'aretz, Obikish Lerid. But that woman insisted on remaining in Chutz La'aretz. Kim Kishamazois, once he heard the punishment for moving from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Gilgal B'Atzma Yadjoy Maisai. He didn't marry her, and he remained alone till the day he died. Api shechachem galata. So he sent him the following message. Even though you're great chacham, ain't a daim loimed me'atzmai loimed l'arabai. I'm chutzlaret because that's why I have a rebbe. Then time ain't l'cha rav, and you'll say you won't have a rebbe chutzlaret in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh l'cha rav. You can't find a rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. Who is it? Rabbi Yochanan. V'm ain't ata oila. And he said to him, if you don't move to Eretz Yisrael, hezar b'shlosh dvarim. Be careful with three things. Al tabi yeshiva. Don't sit too much. She yeshiva kashla tachtonius. It causes hemorrhoids. Vatara b'amida, don't stand too much. Shemida kashla leiv. It's not good for the heart. Vatara b'alicha, don't walk too much. Shalicha kashla inayim. It's not good for the eyes. Ella, shlish b'yeshiva, a third of your time you should sit. Shlish b'amida, a third of your time you should stand. Shlish b'tchilach, and a third of time you should walk. Ka yeshiva sh'enim asmicha, any sitting that isn't, a person isn't supported with something, that means if you sit on a chair without a back, Amida noichimena. Says the Mar Amida sakadatach is standing better. We just learned from Ma'amrit Amida kasha lelev that standing is not good for the heart. Ella yeshivish ain bas smicha, sitting without a back support. Yeshivish ain bas smicha is like Amida. It's like Amida sheyesh bas smicha. Sitting without a back support is like standing with Amida sheyesh bas smicha noichimena. It's better to stand with support than to sit without support. So Mepharshim say, why is this specifically an issue in Chutz Laretz? If these are physical problems, they should be a problem in Eretz Yisrael also. So Mepharshim answer that in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael, going back to our entire shir, there's a special hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if you do things that aren't that healthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. In Chutz Laretz, where we don't have that maila, we have to watch our health more. It's also interesting to note that the pice can bring down, that if somebody, the Gemara says, if you walk too much, it can affect your eyesight. What is the eitzah for somebody whose vision is deteriorating? The halacha is that if you drink kiddush from Friday night, most people say just drinking, that is a refuah for deteriorating vision. Yitzchak and Shimon and Aisha all said the following halacha. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Predas. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda regarding a mule. The Tanya of Yehuda Aima, Preda Shetava Eima Bina Lea Laisus V'Lei Chamor Elamina, which means the following. We know that Aloch is the Kloim. Mating two different species is awesome. Now the question is, how do we determine the, what is an animal? Do we look at who its father was? Do we look at who its mother was? Where is it relevant? To a mule. A mule is a product of a horse and a donkey. Says the Gemara, Yehuda says, the way to look at a animal is not to look at the mother or the father, to look at it what it is. And therefore, if you'll have a mule whose mother is a donkey or a horse, makes no difference, still, that mule cannot be mated with a donkey or a horse. It could only be mated with another mule. Interesting, Shaila, that I saw that the Miri discusses. Let's say you have a mule. But you could have two types of mules. You could have one mule that the father's a horse and the mother's a donkey, and another mule that's just the opposite. Could those two mules be mated with each other? Are they considered both mules? Or since they don't have the same yichus, so to speak, you can't mute them. You can't mate them. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. Yitzchak, wherever we find Yitzchak mentions, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Shimon, wherever we find Shimon mentions, Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Ramalei Rish Lakish. Aisha, wherever you find Aisha mentioned, Zerub Aisha Berebi. Amar Belozer. Ami Aratz Enachayim. Ami Aratz will not have Tchisa Mesim. Shinemar, Basim, Bal Yichyu. So I saw Rabbi Chanan asks, when the Mishnah says in Masechet Sanhedrin, it mentions the people that will have Olam Haba, won't have Olam Haba, doesn't mention Ami Aratz. Moreover, we know in Pirkei Avos, it says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. And here our Gemara just says, Amiorits, all the Amiorits won't have, the Gemara was going to somewhat modify it in a moment, won't have Olam Haba. How do we understand the Gemara? Says Rabbi Chanan, this is not a punishment. He says, the world of Olam Haba is going to be a very different world. It's going to be a world of learning Torah. It's going to be a world of doing mitzvahs. So Amiorits doesn't have any connection to that world. He has no place in that world. Not because he did anything wrong, but he doesn't fit into a world of Torah and mitzvahs. And that's why he won't have Tchias HaMesim. Tanya nami hachi, meisim ba yichyu, yochol lakol, tamalim reform ba yikuma, b'mapa atzmai b'divir tarakasu b'dabar. Somebody who doesn't learn Torah will not have tchiyas meisim. Omo, le Rabbi Yochanan, le nichol amarai darmit lochol. What you're saying is not accepted. It's not somebody who doesn't learn Torah, it's somebody who worships Avodah Zarah. Amalei, even if you don't say that that's pshat, mikra achar ani darish. I'm going to explain another pasuk. Diksev ki tal oiris talecha, fe eretz reform tapel. Kol mishtamish ba Torah, whoever learned Torah in this world, or Torah mechayehu, will have the tchias amesim. Because ain't a mishtamish ba Torah, ain't a Torah mechayehu. He will not have the ability to have tchias amesim. In other words, the Mefarshim explained, Torah will be the element through which tchias amesim will happen. Kivin the chazi kumitzdar. So he saw that all the amayaratzim were very upset. They're being excluded from tchias amesim. Omlem Rebbe matzaslam takonim. I found to them a eitzah. I found for them a remedy min haTorah. The pasuk says, v'atam advek mashem alkechem chayim kolchem hayoyim. So the question is, v'chi eshel l'duguki b'shchina. The pasuk says we should attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'ksiv, ha'shem alkecha esh ochlehu. The teachers call him a si bitl tamut chochem. If somebody marries off his daughter to tamut chochem, v'oisa prakamachil tamut chochem, and he does, and he helps tamut chochem have business, v'amhan tamidah chochem v'nechosov, and he gives tamidah chochem from his assets, na'lo v'akosov, kil medabek b'shchina. It's as if he's connected to the shchina. And same question. Can one become attached to the Shechina? He marries his daughter to Tamut Chochem. Voice from Prakmatil Tamut Chochem. V'amana Tamut Chochem min Chosov, Malo Lov HaKosov, Kil Medobik B'Shechina. So Mefarshim point out, beautiful word from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says in Halacha, there are two concepts. There's something called a Tashmish Mitzvah, and the Tashmish Kedusha. A Tashmish Mitzvah is something that was used for a mitzvah. A lulav, an esrig. That's a Tashmish Mitzvah. A Tashmish Kedusha is something that's inherently Kadosh, and it's used as a Tashmish for something that's Kadosh. What would be an example? Something that's wrapped around a Sefer Torah. A Tashmish Mitzvah, after it's used, can be thrown out halachically. A Tashmish Kedusha, after it's no longer usable, has to be buried. It still retains Kedusha. And Amoritz, even if he does mitzvahs, but he doesn't learn Torah, or doesn't help Talmid Chachamim, is only a Tashmish mitzvah. So when he leaves the world, he's thrown out. However, an Amoritz that cleaves to Talmid Chachamim becomes a Tashmish Kedusha. He may not be Kedusha himself, he doesn't learn Torah, but he's a Tashmish Kedusha, and a Tashmish Kedusha never loses its Kedusha, and that's why he's going to have Tchias HaMeisim. The Mefarshim go on to explain. Here the Gemara is saying the concept of helping Talmid Chachamim. The Ksav Sofer says, the Gemara says two things. Helping a Talmid Chacham in business and marrying off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. Why both? So he says like this. Sometimes a person says, I'll help Talmid Chachamim, but I don't want to have anything to do with them. And so the Gemara says, it's not just enough that you'll help Talmid Chachamim. You have to show real appreciation for Talmid Chachamim. How do we know that you really appreciate? If you're willing to marry off your daughter to Talmud Chachamim, that's a proof that you appreciate Talmud Chachamim. But then, maybe you're doing it because we're learning Masechta Ksubis. We learned it so many times. A Talmud Chachamim doesn't want such a big nadin. So maybe that's why you're taking your Talmud Chachamim for a son-in-law. So then you do the other thing. You're showing that it's not that you're trying to save money because you give a Talmud Chachamim business. But the Rav Shnei Kotler says, in a Maimer, a beautiful vart, he says it's not just enough that you support that you should give Talmud Chacham gift. You should do prakamatya Talmud Chacham. You should give a Talmud Chacham a way to have a constant source of income, so you should always be free to sit and learn Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya ben Yosef, Atzidim tzadikim shmitzavtzfin ve'olim b'Yerushalayim. The Talmid Chachamim, the tzadikim will have tchias meisim to Yerushalayim. Shenem v'yitzitzu mi'ir ke'esev ha'oretz. And the Farshim explained, even the tzaddikim who are buried outside of Yerushalayim will have tchias amesim and all merge onto Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Baruch Chiya ben Yosef, I see the tzaddikim shiyamdu b'mosheim. Tzaddikim will get up in their clothing. Kavachoyim mechita. Ma chita shnikbar aruma, when a seed is buried of wheat Yoytzes become levushim. It comes out with many layers. Tzadikim shenigvu v'levushayim alachas kama v'kama. What does this mean? Mefarshim explain. Tzadikim, the world of Tchias HaMeisim will not recreate us. And a person, when he comes to have Tchias HaMeisim, his life will be a reflection of the way he lived when he was in this world. And if he had the right values and he lived the world, lived his life the proper way, he will be zoich to Tchias HaMeisim and continue and grow in that path.